Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. And as a matter of fact, Angel Spring Training follows us at 12 noon today. Cactus League play, and the Halos are up against the Cleveland Guardians. So do stay tuned. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach on Pacific Coast Highway, will be joining us later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we have a provocative topic of conversation this morning. This is the so-called surge and demand pricing. One of the fast food chains made some thoughts that they might be taking this on, and it got such immediate bad attention everywhere that they backed off that and said, well, no, that's never what we really intended. We have new software and we have new menu boards so we can adjust prices, but it's really for special items and specials, not that the prices will increase at times of heavy demand. So we'll see how all of that one works out. But where surge in demand pricing has come into play already, particularly with hotels and airfares, it's not been very popular. So hopefully we are not going to see that in the hospitality arena. And on a more positive note, I'm happy to say that we have Tony back with us in technical excellence this morning. And as always, good morning, Tony. Nice to have his smiling face in the booth. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms, and it's just a great way to keep connected with the show during the week. During the show, what we like to try to do in the social media channels is post visuals of the guests that we're talking to. If they're a restaurateur, we definitely like to post photos of the interior of the restaurant, some of those delicious menu items. If it's a food product, of course, we're going to show the food product. So that's what happens during the show. But between shows, we post recipes from cookbook authors that we have on the show. And also there is the link to the archived podcast from what we do here on Saturday morning. So just in case you're not able to listen to us live, or you miss a segment that you want to hear, or only hear part of a segment, you can certainly access those audio files through our website or wherever you might get your favorite podcast. So definitely something to keep in mind. So website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet or an X or whatever Elon Musk might be calling it this week at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram to at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week, as we have been for the past 11 and a half years, by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And remember, in the produce area, it is now the short season for those juicy and delicious Ojai Pixie tangerines. So be looking for them for the balance of this month at your favorite food store. Really a great item. And for the kiddos, really easy to peel. It's something that they can do themselves and have a treat, and encourages them to have a little bit more citrus. Well, it may be an Oscar weekend, but we still have a very full show here on the SoCal Restaurant Show. Not Oscar related. We did that last week with Eric Clark. Klein, the executive chef and VP of culinary for Wolfgang Puck Catering, with a little preview of what the celebrities and the nominees will be enjoying after the Oscar cast tomorrow evening. And I'll tell you one thing, they definitely eat and nibble well. For today's show, the very successful Pizza City Fest Los Angeles from last year, which was the last weekend in April at LA Live in downtown LA, is back for their second triumphant year. Their producer, who is acclaimed food journalist Steve Dolinsky, will be joining us in the next segment to talk about the festival. But it's really a great event because it's a two-day affair, and you have all these incredible pizzerias from all over Southern California serving their tastes. But there's also an educational component to this. It's just not all about eating. There are seminars, lectures, presentations, also a lot of libations, all included in the one ticket price. And what's really nice is with Steve Dolinsky coming in from Chicago, where he is a very well-known food journalist, he realizes that you need to support local charities, and the charitable beneficiary for Pizza City Fest LA is the Careers Through Culinary Arts program that you hear me talking about on the show all the time. And what's really fun is CCAP students will be helping out many of the pizzaiolas that will be part of the two-day festival. Then, we always love to chat with Jet Tila whenever we can grab him. He's a busy guy. 2 weeks ago, Jet was at the Sobey Wine and Food Festival in Southern Florida. Last weekend, he was here in L.A. At the new L.A. Wine and Food Festival on the Santa Monica Pier. And this morning, he is in Maui working on another charity event and fortunately has found some time for us. You see Jet all over Food Network, but right now he is competing in the fifth season of Guy Fieri's Tournament of Champions, and he won his first battle, and tomorrow will be the fourth installment of this, which will run throughout the month and into April. But the stakes are high because the surviving chef at the end of all of this wins a cool $150,000. And that's pretty serious money. This is National Women's Month. And regarding her, which is active in Los Angeles, has a full calendar of events. We're going to be looking at two of those events this morning. First of all, we're going to be talking about La Festa della Nonna, which actually is an Italian celebration coming to Los Angeles at AOC Brentwood on Monday night. And we're going to be speaking with one of the honored guests, Shelley Lindgren, who is the owner of A16 in San Francisco, also a certified sommelier. Big event Monday night there. Then, following up on our interview last week talking about the Allegretto Vineyard Resorts, this morning we're going to talk about Allegretto Wines, which is also the vision of hotelier Doug Ayers. And then we will be concluding with another regarding her event this month called Paella Mexicana, which is happening towards the end of the month at Casa Vega, where Chef Sandra Cordero is joining forces with Christy Vega, and they are going to be doing paella. So, as usual, a lot going on. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it's Pizza City Fest LA. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.